trouble.
It won't be any trouble. I'd love it.
Do you remember, Peter?
I used to make all your costumes for Halloween. Ghosts, goblins. Oh, you know, I think maybe your old skeleton costume is still in the attic.
I love you, but really, I was thinking of something maybe a little more grown up.
Well, what kind of a costume would you like me to make?
Doesn't matter, just whatever's easiest.
Tarzan? No, you'd catch your death of cold. Now, Frankenstein. Oh, no, 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 you never could stand the sight of blood. You wait right there. I'll go get my tape measure. You look just like Errol Flynn, very dashing.
You made these?
Oh, no, I found it in the attic. Your Uncle Max bought it for a Halloween party. I just cleaned it up a bit.
Boots and all.
Don't you like it?
Oh, yeah, I like it. I love it, Aunt May. It's just perfect. What would I do without you?
Well, are you going to try it on?
Well, no, not right now. I've got to go.
But it'll just take a minute. I want to see if it fits.
I'm sure it fits. You know my size. How long have you been making my clothes?
Since you were that big. I remember how...
Oh, really, Aunt May, I have got to go. Mr. Jameson will just kill me if I don't get pictures of the guests arriving.
Oh, wait a minute, Peter.
What is it now, Aunt May?
I forgot part of your costume. Here it is.
It's perfect. It's just perfect. Thank you.